Hey guys, welcome to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Sometimes caterpillar, sometimes butterfly, but always striving to make it through life's many metamorphoses with my faith intact. With this podcast, I hope to encourage anyone that is going through life situations, no matter what they are, that have left you feeling like you will forever be a caterpillar in the cocooning stage, having to continually shed your skin while fighting to get free from any chains that are holding you back from your transformation. I want to tell you, keep your faith in the transformer, believing that just like the butterfly, when you come out, you will be a thing of beauty who is not afraid to fly. So come on, my butterflies, let's fly. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/talesfromabutterfly. Guys, with over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, or iPad, you can't go wrong. Now, I love to read, but with me being on the go a lot, sometimes the best thing to do is download an audiobook and let the audio tell me the story. So go on over to www.audibletrial.com/talesfromabutterfly for your free 30-day trial and download your free audiobook today. You're listening to episode number 17 from the Tales from a Butterfly podcast titled Stop Living in Deja Vu. And I'm your host, Taria Shondell. So let's get into it. Hey guys, so first, please excuse the fact that there are two episode 17s. Last week was actually episode 16, but by the time I realized it, it was too late. And I didn't want to hold that episode and do another one, 16, and then put that one out this week. I was so excited to get that one out last week. So I just kind of rolled with it. So I guess I better let Michelle Thornton, who I interviewed last week, know. I'm pretty sure she'll be happy to know she at least moved up from 17 to 16. And by the way, if you have not listened to last week's episode with Michelle, I'm telling you, go get a pen, paper, or pull up the notes portion on your iPhone or Android or iPad and listen to that episode. I can guarantee you, once you turn that podcast off, you won't think the same, nor will you be the same person, especially as it relates to how you handle and strategize to grow your businesses. Trust me, I'm telling you, you gotta listen. But now let's get into this episode. So as you heard, the title of this episode is Stop Living in Deja Vu. The word deja vu is derived from the French meaning already seen, and it also has two definitions. One is a feeling of having already experienced the present situation. And then the other is a tedious familiarity. Now, the word tedious means too long, slow or dull, tiresome or monotonous. So basically, when we experience deja vu, we're living in a past situation that we've already seen in our present, which means that the situation has gone on for far too long and has become monotonous. Now, an article I've read about deja vu in Psychology Today states, when it occurs, it seems to spark our memory of a place we've already been, a person we have already seen, or an act we have already done. It is a signal to pay attention to what is taking place, perhaps to receive a specific lesson in a certain area, or to complete what is not yet finished. So I'm going to tell you guys a quick story of what sparked me to want to do a podcast on deja vu. And it's funny because I was thinking all week, okay, you know, what is the next subject matter? And I always pray before I do a podcast because I just don't want to be doing a podcast episode to talk just to be talking. I want the episodes to reach people, to encourage people, you know, to push people to grow further, you know, in God, in their dreams, you know, in life, and just to be encouraged, you know. So I always pray and ask the Lord to give me subject, some type of subject matter. So it's funny how, where, and when he'll give them to you. So let me go ahead and tell you guys a story of what sparked, you know, this podcast episode. So basically, my grandmother moved. My grandmother, my family is from Tallahassee, Florida. My grandmother, grandfather grew up there. And my mom and her brothers were born there. Then they eventually all moved to New Jersey. So last February, I think the end of February, my grandmother moved back to Florida with her sister. And about 7 days later, she had a stroke. And she is now in a nursing home. So me, my mom, and two of my uncles that are up north, we fly to Georgia, and then we drive over to Florida to see my grandma. So we've gone quite, we went quite a few times in 2016, and then I just came back. I went, flew out this past Wednesday and came back home yesterday, Saturday, because I'm recording this episode on a Sunday. So we go to, we fly into Atlanta, and then we drive to my uncle's house in Valdosta, and they have this place called Zaxby's, it's called Zaxby's, and they serve the bomb breakfast bowls. I mean, you get a cup, and it's any breakfast thing you want in it. So we get the grits and the sausage, and it's all cooked together, and the grits are creamy, and the sausage is inside, and it just melts in your mouth. And they're so cheap. They're delicious. So the very first time we went, which was in March of 2016, when we flew down, my uncle said, I'm going to get these breakfast bowls for you. And he got them, and they were really good. So we've gone almost every 2 months, 2.5 months since then. So last October of 2016, we flew down to see my grandmother again. And y'all, I had these sausage and grits breakfast bowls on my brain. I was like, yes, I can't wait, because they're not anywhere up north. And the only place I could find them down south was in Georgia, and not even like in Atlanta, in Valdosta. So I was so excited to taste these breakfast bowls. So I had told my mom and my uncles I wanted to get the breakfast bowls the next morning. So the next morning I got up early, was dressed, and I was like, should I go and get the breakfast bowls now? Even now, mind you, I was already dressed and ready. The car was there. I could have just went. It was right down the street. But I figured, oh, let me just ask, should I go and get the breakfast bowls? They said, oh, well, now let's just wait until everybody's ready. We can get them on our way out a little bit later. So I was like, okay. But I had a feeling. I'm like, man, I ain't going to be able to get my breakfast bowls. But so I asked again. No, we'll just wait till everybody's ready. You know, because we thought, you know, everybody would be ready in time, and we'll just eat them on the way out. Well, didn't get to get my breakfast bowls. And I was like devastated. I'm telling you, to wait, you know, to only be able to go once every 2.5 months, it's in a whole nother state. And I had already set my mind to that's what I wanted. I was dressed to go and get it. And then instead of me just going and bringing them back for everybody, I like needed, I guess, confirmation of if I should go or get them or not. So didn't get the breakfast bowls. Later on that day, I'm in the bathroom. My uncle has this big mirror. So I'm like in the bathroom doing my hair or whatever. And I hear them, my mom and my uncle, saying, oh, she didn't get her breakfast bowls. She wanted her breakfast bowls. And I forget what else was said. And I made up in my mind, tomorrow I'm going to get up early and get the breakfast bowl. I knew I should have went today, right? So next day, got up early, got the breakfast bowls. I wasn't letting anything stop me. And it was kind of, it tasted a little bit different than it normally did. But I was like, well, I got it. That was in October. Flash forward to last Thursday, this past Thursday of this week, like March 23rd. The day before, March 22nd, when we got to my uncle's house, I was like, I'm going to get the breakfast bowls for everybody. You know, I'm going to go ahead and get them. You know what? Actually, I'm wrong, y'all. It was Wednesday that I said I was going to get the breakfast bowls for Thursday. So Thursday morning comes. I get up early, dressed, and I'm like, now mind you, I'm dressed. Car is ready. I said, should I go and get the breakfast bowls or should I wait? Me and my mom talked about it. And it was like, well, we'll just wait until everybody's dressed and we'll just get them on the way out. So then a little while later, I said again, well, should I go? I mean, I could just go right now. I'm already dressed. I knew where the place was. and we could have, me and my mom could have been eating hours while waiting for everybody else to get dressed. Like, no, let's just wait. So then finally, everybody in our party is dressed, and I'm like, okay, well, I can just run out. And it was like, well, no, we don't have time now because we had somewhere to be. So again, I missed my breakfast bowl. I kid you not, later on, I'm in the bathroom. My uncle has the big mirror in the same exact spot. And they are saying the same thing they said in October. Well, she didn't get the get her breakfast bowl. Guess she'll have to get it tomorrow. Or I forget the exact words they were saying, but I was literally standing there and I stopped and I said, oh my gosh, this happened in October, the exact same thing. So it was like a case of deja vu, but I knew that it had happened. And I'm like, I started getting kind of mad. I'm like, man, if I had to learn from the last time and just got up this morning and follow, as my grandma would say, my first mind and got the breakfast bowls, I didn't have to ask anybody. I could have just went, got them and brought them back. But yet now I had to wait another day to get what I could have gotten today. And to top it all off, I'm not even kidding y'all. When I did go and get them the next morning, I got up, got dressed, went and got them, brought them back. Again, they didn't quite taste the same as they did the first couple of times when I had them. But as I was standing in that mirror and I was like, here we go with deja vu, it was like something just hit me like, here you are. You didn't learn from October, you know, about waiting for confirmation from somebody to go get something that you're already ready for. And look what happened. You're in the same place again, like 6 months later. And then I thought about that with life. Like, how often have we as people, and you guys think about it too, how often have you been ready for something? You're prepared for it. You're dressed for it, mentally prepared for it. Whatever it is, whether it's opening your business, going back to school, starting your starting a 503C, I believe that's what it's called. You know, starting a nonprofit. How often have you been ready to do it? Everything was in place for you. The car was in drive for you to take off. Everything, but you said, "Well, let me ask around and just make sure that it's okay," even though you knew it was okay. But you asked around and you ended up waiting, and then you didn't get to get what you knew you were ready for that particular day. How often are we listening for voices to reassure us that it's okay to go ahead and get what we want? Like I said, even though we're already prepared and ready to go for it, you know, and it became really clear to me in that moment. You know, not about the sausage bowl or anything else, but I started thinking in terms of life. It became really clear to me that I had to get to the point in my life where I was in such strong and constant communication with God that I knew his voice without a shadow of a doubt. And if I knew his voice would automatically supersede any other voice that may be around me. So I could have 1,000 voices around me, 1,000 voices, you know, chiming in what they think and what they think I should do and what they think I shouldn't do. But if I'm in constant communication with God, his voice will be distinguishable. And it's his voice that I'll listen to and know whether to go ahead, pull back, slow up, you know, or what have you. You know, I needed his voice to be the one that came through clearly. And to come through so clear that not only do I hear it, that I yield to it and again, follow his instruction. And the only way that I could do that was to truly know God. And the only way that I could know God was to spend time with him by getting in his word and understanding who he was and who he was in relation to me and who I was. You know, John 10 verses 27, the King James Version says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." So not only do I have to know his voice, he's got to know me. And the only way you know somebody is by being in a relationship with them and developing a deeper relationship with them. And then I still had to follow him. So again, you have to belong to him. So I was like, okay, Lord, I don't want to spend my life in deja vu moments. Because again, let's go back to what deja vu means. It means something from the reliving something from your past, right? Being in your past, reliving something from your past, because it's a feeling of having already experienced the situation that you're in right now, the present, but it was a past situation that you're experiencing. And I was like, Lord, I no longer want to experience past situations in my present, because then I won't be able to move forward in my future. So I decided that I was going to stop living, you know, in this deja vu life. Now, interestingly enough, in doing my research about deja vu, I found another vu. And I said, now, Lord, I wouldn't mind living in that vu. I don't want to live in the deja vu, but I wouldn't mind experiencing and living in this vu. This vu is called, and I hope I'm saying it right, for anyone who's listening and speak French, forgive me if my pronunciation is not correct. But I wouldn't mind living in the jamais vu. So check this out. Jamais vu is when you see something that you've already seen before. It may even be a routine. You may see it on a routine basis, but all of a sudden it looks completely new. Everything seems new about it. Details that you've seen 1,000 times suddenly become engaging, almost as if you're looking at it through new eyes. So when I saw this definition, I immediately went back to my goals, my dreams, my desires, and the things that I wanted to be a reality for me and a reality for my family. And it made me start thinking of them in a different way. So this jamais vu makes things and situations that I have seen before, things and situations that are actually familiar to me, things and situations that I've seen over and over again, jamais vu makes them look brand new. It makes them fresh and not mundane. So I started thinking about, you know, some of the same goals and dreams and desires, and how I had them for so long that I had been kind of handling them kind of nonchalant. You know, I took them for granted and I wasn't actively moving on my dreams and on my desires in the way that I should be. And I wasn't walking in them in the confidence that I should have. And then I realized that I was looking at my dreams through eyes that I had seen my, through, I was looking at my dreams through eyes that had seen myself in so many different situations that were in direct opposition to what my dreams were. You know, I was looking at my dreams through eyes that had seen people with the same dreams that I had not succeed. So my eyes had all of that clouding it, and that was affecting how I was looking at my dreams and my visions. And again, I was just kind of handling them kind of nonchalant, you know, just like, and I'm gonna be honest, it almost happened with this podcast. You know, for those that know me, they know I've wanted to do this for so long. This was truly and legitimately a dream of mine. I wanted to do it for so long, you know, and I got the equipment, you know, set it up, started doing, you know, episodes or what have you. Thought I was marketing, you know, out on social media by word of mouth. And I remember when I first started the podcast, people would ask me, oh, so what do you do or where do you work? And I would say, oh, I stay at home. I don't work. Or, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't work outside the home. But I'm like, wait, I have a podcast, which was a dream of mine to do. And part of that goal I fulfilled. So when people would ask, I needed to say, oh, I'm a podcaster. But again, still kind of looking at this dream that was coming to fruition out of eyes that weren't quite seeing it as I should, didn't see it as fresh as I should. It almost wasn't engaging anymore, you know? So, and I took it for granted, you know, like it was just something that I did on a particular day of the week. And I just had to make sure my focus shifted to making sure that I was consistent and that it came out on the same day every week, just consistent and monotonous. You know, I wasn't continuing to expand upon this dream that was partially fulfilled, you know. And then I also realized that I was starting to look at my dream again through natural eyes that saw a lack of support by way of my podcast statistics. You know, I'm looking at the statistics every day. They didn't seem to show growth in listenership. So I kind of let that affect me because, again, I'm looking at it through natural eyes. And I could have very well ended up having a deja vu moment with my podcast, you know, let's just say stopping it because I feel like I'm not seeing the results I want to see. And then a year from now being somewhere and somebody saying something about a podcast and it triggering me going all the way back to the beginning, having never moved forward. And I was like, Lord, I don't want to live in a deja vu moment with this podcast. I won't. So I had to start looking at my dreams and my goals through different eyes. You know, I needed God to give me a fresh vision and a fresh perspective and fresh ideas and a fresh plan to put together to help me continue to be able to carry out my goals and fulfill my dreams. And I realized, you know, with this Jamais Vu, even though the podcast now is something that I see all the time, I see my podcast equipment all the time, I've become used to it. With this Jamais Vu, I was able to see it through different eyes, almost as if it was brand new again. And God began to download different ideas, you know, different subject matter for me. And I got my excitement back. Stumbling upon this word, you know, Jamais Vu literally opened my eyes and made me see clearer, you know. So I thank God that I stumbled upon this word and that He renewed my vision and my sight. So I also had asked God to breathe a fresh wind on my vision. You know, because sometimes when you feel like you've carried the vision for so long, some of you out there may want to be singers or dancers, teachers, speakers. Your vision may be to want to go back to school and you feel like you've carried it for so long that you're aware of it, but it's just kind of like, it doesn't create that excitement anymore, or you won't allow it to create excitement anymore because you haven't yet seen it manifest. And somebody will say something and trigger you to think about your vision. And you may have that deja vu moment, thinking about something from the past concerning your vision, realizing that you never move forward. So I had to ask God again to touch my mind and to breathe a fresh wind on my vision, to touch my eyes in such a way that made my dreams brand new to me and my goals shine brighter to me, for my desires to become fresh to me again, and that every time I would think about them, I immediately became excited and engaged, and that I was able to see them in a new way. You know, I believe that God would allow me to see the plan of fulfillment that He had for my goals and dreams. Not that Taria had, but if God would just allow me to see the plan that He had for my goals and my dreams, then I would no longer subject myself to living my past in my present, or again, having that deja vu moment, therefore potentially forfeiting my future. And upon researching this, I stumbled upon Psalms 37, 4 through 5, and I have made that a mantra for me in this season. James 37, 4 through 5, the King James Version reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." So that scripture was telling me that, because so often we hear a scripture and we think about, Lord, I want You to give me the desires of my heart. So we automatically go to, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of thine heart. But the second half of that verse says, commit thy way unto the Lord. So in other words, you got to commit the way you live to the Lord, and you've got to trust Him to guide you, and then He will bring it to pass. So I have decided that I have got to continue, no matter how much my flesh goes against it. I've got to get my flesh under subjection and commit. Make a commitment. Commit my ways unto the Lord and trust in him that he's going to do what he said he would do. And then he will bring it to pass. So guys, for any, you know, one who is listening, who feels like you're living in a continuous loop of deja vu, you know, reliving a past that you're tired of seeing, living in a cycle of stagnancy, feeling like all of those dreams you had and goals that you set long ago, whether you were a teenager in your 20s, in your 30s, and you're now in your 40s, but you're feeling like those goals that you set long ago are incapable of coming to pass, thinking that those dreams from long ago are dead. You know, they were killed by having to go out, get a job, provide for your family. You know, so you feel like there's a lack of time or you have a lack of energy. So you just feel like those dreams from long ago are dead. I want to encourage you. You need to remember who you are and whose you are. You know, you need to remember who gave you those dreams and those visions in the first place. And, you know, I know there's times when you may feel like you're living low in the valley and your dreams and goals are dried up. I want you to think about the God of Ezekiel. And in case you don't know, let me remind you of Ezekiel's story. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me telling you and sharing his story. Ezekiel 37, NIV reads, "The hand of the Lord was on me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'Sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling noise, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breathe from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army." God asked Ezekiel, "What do you think? Can those dry bones live?" And he said, "Lord, only you know." So Ezekiel, knowing and hearing God's voice, and I talked about that earlier in the beginning of the podcast, you got to know God's voice and hear God's voice. And he followed God's instructions to prophesy to the bones and to tell them to breathe. And guess what? They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. And if you serve the same God as Ezekiel, what he did for him, he'll do it for you, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. All you have to do is listen for his voice, and he'll do it for you. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and downloading this episode, the real episode 17, Tales from a Butterfly. Now, I'm asking you guys to please go to either iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. I believe there's one called Podcast. Basically, anywhere podcasts are housed and hosted, and type in Tales from a Butterfly. Give it a review and give it 5 stars. No pressure, of course. But if you would review and subscribe to it, you know, that'll help my listenership grow and that'll send me more sponsors and keep podcasting free. Also, please share it with your friends, coworkers, and on your different social media sites. Now, speaking of social media, you can follow me on Twitter at TS Faison, Instagram at TS Faison, and on Facebook, Tales from a Butterfly. And guys, I want you to remember, no matter what you go through this week, no matter what situation or stage of the metamorphosis that you may find yourself in. Remember, you will come out of it okay, because your current caterpillar will one day become your future butterfly. Fly on, butterflies. Love you guys, and thanks for listening.